KSL.com. With the very latest now, here's Sharon Allseth once again. Good morning.
Thanks, Scott. Good morning. The city of Indianapolis is telling residents of a homeless camp they need to find another place to live, and today is the deadline to move. WFYI's Sam Clement reports.
On any given day, between 65 and 70 people could be found under the Davidson Street Bridge. But Scott Manning with the Department of Public Works says they need to leave so routine inspections can begin.
CSX has not been able to do an inspection of those bridges in more than a year, and it's really important to do an inspection right now. The timing of that really is critical because of the upcoming South Split closure and the NDOT construction project that's about to get underway. It's important for CSX to have an opportunity to go in and inspect their bridges.
Notices were posted about a week ago, and Manning says the city is trying to work with community organizations to find more stable housing for camp residents.
Partners on the Near East Side have been doing outreach well in advance of that to let the people living in the area know that they would need to be leaving, and to help connect those people with other places to stay, with resources that they might need to move to another location or find a suitable place for them to live.
Executive Director of the Coalition for Homelessness Intervention and Prevention, Christy Shepherd, says the efforts have been successful.
We've had some residents of the camp actually move back to their hometowns if they're not originally from Indianapolis. So we've had many success stories, and there are outreach teams that have made coordinated efforts to be there at the ready for any individuals that, even up until the very last minute, are ready to get into shelter or go into housing.
Some camp residents say they have no intention of leaving, and Manning says if they don't, they could face citations or arrest as a last resort. For WFYI News, I'm Sam Clement.
Indiana State Excise Police say they arrested 365 people over the weekend on alcohol-related charges and other offenses. Police say they arrested 254 people at the Scheid Diesel Extravaganza in Terre Haute. Officers arrested 93 people in Bloomington. They included 56 cited for underage possession or consumption of alcohol, including 20 charged with possession of false ID. Officers also arrested 18 people in Muncie. Police await toxicology reports after an IU student died a day after falling down a staircase during an off-campus party. IU police say 19-year-old Rachel Feig of Zionsville died after being taken off life support. She had suffered a head injury, but authorities say it was hours before anyone called for help. The FACE Clinic in Indianapolis has been active this summer, offering low-cost spay and neuter services to reduce pet overpopulation. FACE volunteer coordinator Janet Mellinger says public education is part of the work.
Our veterinarians always recommend spaying and neutering at an early age before the first heat cycle, before all the behavior changes.
FACE joins forces with other animal advocates to educate and sometimes offer free spay and neuter surgeries. Over the past decade, FACE has helped reduce the number of animals killed in indie shelters by 65%. A northern Indiana judge has disqualified himself from presiding over a youth camp's bid to stop a nearby farmer from raising about 9,200 hogs. Carroll Circuit Judge Benjamin Diener filed an order removing himself from YMCA Camp Tecumseh's lawsuit against the White County Commissioners. Diener's father is one of the three commissioners who voted for the farmer's request to rezone 7 acres of property for the hog farm. A new judge will be chosen to handle the case. The camp contends the hog farm will interfere with its mission of providing outdoor education, recreation, and worship areas for more than 35,000 visitors. WFYI weather, sunny through tomorrow with highs near 91. Tonight, partly cloudy, low 70. Wednesday, mostly sunny, scattered showers and storms with a high of 93. Thursday and Friday, sunny with highs near 90. Right now, mostly clear and 67 degrees. For WFYI News, I'm Sharon Allseth.
All right, Sharon, thanks.